923 KTOE, KTOE Morning Blend, live from the River's Edge Hospital Studios. Jake Sully, Terry T, and Jennifer from Freedom Home Care with us on the anniversary of the release of this album. Oh, you don't have headphones on. We're playing Thriller.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can you hear it? Oh, from outside? Like, wait a minute. That's actually the opposite of the way it's supposed to work in here. This album was released today when? 82. We are old.
83 carted off all the Grammys.
Yeah, he did. He got them all.
He literally won almost every single Grammy that year. Remember? It was insane.
That was the one where he took his glasses off too, right? Said this is for the girls in the upper deck or up in the upper balcony or whatever. And he took his sunglasses off, and the place just went crazy. I was like, "That's it. I have to be Michael Jackson when I grow up." And instead, I went into the illustrious world of radio, which is nice because the
here
girls
we are. Yeah.
Which is nice because the girls can't see you. That helps. Keep the mystique. Anyway, Jennifer's here. How was your Thanksgiving?
Great. It was in Door County, Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the little town Jacksonport has a little parade that if you blink, it's okay. They
parade.
Come back again.
Oh, they come around two laps. So. Nice. That's awesome. I love a good, quick, short parade. That's
yes.
Best way. Because you can really get into it, you know, and just go all out for 10 minutes and then like... All right, what's next?
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was 51 degrees there.
I was in Eau Claire, and it was, Friday through the weekend. It was in the 50s all weekend. There's no snow.
The grass
was bright green.
It was.
I'm like, it's like summer here. This is crazy. So, and you can buy beer at the convenience store.
Yes.
So there's that. Are you one of those people that goes nuts for the New Glarus Tucow or whatever it's called?
No, you know, I was thinking about that over the weekend when I was there, and I thought, I should try it, and then I didn't.
It's okay. It's okay. It's not. I mean, it's no Miller High Life. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's okay. But I know some people go crazy for it, so whatever. But anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about you. Enough about me. Let's talk about you. How are things going? I know the holidays is a time of year where things get a little crazier for you. I shouldn't say crazy, but probably more people are reaching out. And we talked about this last week a little bit because, you know, you're going to grandma's house, you're seeing mom and dad, maybe you haven't seen them for a while and more people around. So things become a little more obvious, right?
Yep. Yeah. And actually, I just had this article that I read this week and I thought it was so great to talk about.
Sure.
It was keys to examine during the holiday visits.
Ah.
You know, we go and we just are so busy dropping all of our stuff when we walk in and just taking over for mom and dad doing the cooking and everything. We don't really take time to look around. You know, we did that for many years. We would walk into my grandparents' house. We'd all drop our stuff and say, it's okay. We've got it from here. You know, take a break. Put your feet up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, looking at the environment, you know, is there disrepair? Are there things that you notice that are broken that aren't getting fixed? Just little things around the house that you can find, piles of unopened mail. Does a car have a dent or scratch in it that wasn't there before?
Ah, good one, yeah.
You know, my grandpa was notorious for backing out and hitting the garage on the way out. Even just this weekend, my uncle made a comment about a scratch on the car, and my aunt's like, nope, dad did that. So many mirrors broken through the years.
Right.
And then food, you know, I heard you talk about TikTok this morning.
Yeah.
And yeah, I actually saw a TikTok of these two sisters that were making fun of their parents for having expired food. But, you know, in all seriousness, that is pretty common that we see.
First signs, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to do. You know, we buy, you know, rice or whatever, and we just keep adding. We keep the stuff to the back. We don't rotate in our own home. So, you know, here and there we'll find that in our own house. But what do you find in somebody else's?
Right.
And then are they eating it? And so that can be something to watch out for. And then also, are they losing weight, gaining weight? What are they eating? You know, as we get older, our taste buds change. So are they eating more sweets? Just watching for that.
Which is typical.
It is very typical.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I remember my granny used to give us those Fannie Mae candies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think she had to have them for herself.
Sure. Well, there's
but
always
she used
a little
us.
Bowl out.
Right.
Full of whatever it is.
Yeah, those little strawberries.
Yeah.
Oh, the strawberries are the best.
Yeah.
That's so good.
It's easy to talk a kid into getting involved with that, too.
It is.
I mean, they're
is.
Right
oh,
there.
Yeah. Yeah. I know my husband's been doing that, buying things for the granddaughter.
Yeah. It's the perfect way to enable, you know, like, oh, the candy's not for me, it's for the grandkids. And then I just keep it here in my pocket.
You can have one piece.
It's handy. So.
Yeah. And then mood and behavior. Is there confusion? Are they not as happy as they used to be? Are they giving up their hobbies, not going out for social events? You know, I know a Hy-Vee and McDonald's, and there's all different places that elderly go and join for coffee with their friends. And then are they going as much as they used to? Do they belong to a quilt group at their church and now they're not going anymore? What's going on? Are they scared to drive? Are they experiencing other things that we're not aware of? And then the last is personal hygiene. This is the one thing that I look for the most when I visit with people. It's, do they have a clean shirt on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So, you know, is there dried food on the front? When I go visit them today and then I go tomorrow, are they still wearing the same clothes?
Mm.
You know, just watching for that. Some people, when they start to have memory loss, they'll take their clothes off and they'll put them on a chair. And the next morning they'll get up and they'll think, oh, I got my clothes ready for the day already. And then they'll put that back on again. And so just watching for that. When was the last time there was a shower? Are they afraid to get in there? They're going to slip. And, you know, so those are the things that when we come in, we can help discuss and we can help with them, make sure they're safe, their food is healthy, that they're eating, you know, good food, not just cookies and candy all day long.
Right.
Making sure food's not expired. So it's just a lot of cares that our caregivers can do. It's not just going in and housekeeping. It's so much more. And that companionship, too, is really great.
Do you find, and I'm kind of curious about this, and because everything you're describing, I would assume, maybe I'm wrong on this, but I would assume that a lot of those things that you're describing could also relate to other other problems or mm-hmm. other issues, like depression is the one that comes to mind. Yeah. Like, you know, is mom or grandma depressed? That's why she's not leaving the house. That's why she's not eating right, not taking care of her. You know, mm-hmm. there's and if that's the case, why? Right. I mean, there, like yep. you said, this could open the door to so many different avenues that the average person might not see. You know how, like, mm-hmm. you know, like if you have kids, young kids, even adult, you know, they look the same to you. And then one day you leave for the weekend and you come back and you're like, holy cow, the kid's 4 feet taller. You
yeah.
know? Because you don't notice if you're there every day, you know.
Right.
And that's, you know, I would imagine you see that too. You
we
know,
do.
Like I'm the sibling who's in town and sees mom a couple times a week. And then mm-hmm. the holidays roll around and my brothers come from out of state, and they're like, what's going on with mom? And you're like, oh, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? It's mom. You know, she's right there. She's always been, my mom's always been a little nuts. But, you know, like an average mom and like a normal mom, you know, you notice those things differently. So
definitely. Yeah, definitely. You know, COVID really took a hit on our elderly that they weren't going out because they were afraid to get sick. And, you know, family members, they didn't want to go visit because they didn't want to accidentally pass on anything that they had. And that kind of really started it. And some people are still thinking that way. You know, COVID is still around. It's not as much as 2 years ago, but it's still in the news. And so people are still afraid to go out. And that's one of the things that we see is that they stop those social events. They're not going to Hy-Vee for coffee like they used to. Mm-hmm. They're not going to Vine for their swimming or their card club. They're staying at home because they're afraid to go out. And that's where loneliness can turn into the depression. And, you know, they're isolated, they're alone. And that's where our caregivers can come in. And, you know, maybe they don't go into the store, but we can take them for a ride. You know, farmers, mm-hmm. they're always wanting to see those crops. Who's in, who's out. And so it's a lot of fun to be able to say, let's get in the car and let's go out and look to see who's doing what. You know, my father-in-law, he was notorious for that. He would get up early in the morning, drive out to see who was, you know, farming and what was going on, who's got their combines out, have his coffee at the Traverse elevator, you know. And so we're able to help them do those things, get them out of the house, even if they don't go to that social event, at least take them for a picnic to Sibley. Or last weekend, Friday night, two of our caregivers on their own decided to take one of our clients to the lights.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's been there many times during, you know, during the season, but only in the car. They decided it was time to get her out. It was a warm night. She's got a brand new wheelchair. Let's get her out. So they took her out, wrapped her up in blankets, and Katie and Sarah brought her through the lights, walked her through the tunnel, and did everything.
That's outstanding.
Super fun.
That is that's great. The first step, as always, is you got to make that call, reach out to you guys at Freedom Home Care, and find out what the steps are after that. How do we go about that phone call?
So call us at 507-387-4663. And you can also find us on the web at freedomhomecarellc.com.